Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, wherever, whenever, under whatever circumstances, we appreciate the ear hole and brain matter time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, taking on the headlines, the bullshit of the right, etc.
Fuck you, etc., fuck you,
etc. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Vila fucking resistance.
Vive la resistance.
Oui, oui. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
And fuck you, fuck you, fuck you from Lily Tomlin.
Thank you, Lily.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Great.
Please clap.
Shut up.
Please clap. God, we could have had a president.
So boring.
Jebediah, James Earl Jones Bush. God. We would have just been bitching about, you know, just the regular policy stuff that they're trying to push through instead of...
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'd probably still be having the same battle on Obamacare.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. It just would be boring. We'd have like a slug of a fuckhead schlepping up to a mic, telling us things like, hey, we're going to fuck your insurance up. We're going to fuck the tax situation up. We're going to fuck up the whole country, but in a very boring way.
And no tweets, no exciting early morning tweets to put up with.
Maybe no Russia experience. No Russia. Right. No fucking Russia. Can you imagine?
But no, part of the country decided that they want to change.
Did Putin reach out to Trump?
Reach around to Trump?
Yeah.
Out to Trump? What do you mean?
Did he blow him? I mean, did he start this whole thing or did Trump say, hey, Putin, I'm running for president. Is there anything you can do for me?
Well, maybe Trump just went to Moscow and had some had an afternoon of piss.
Yes.
Or evening. I don't know when he likes to get his water sports on. But
access his day planner.
Yeah, so he
said on there.
Maybe he just got the, you know, there's some billionaire who's involved in politics or wants to be involved in politics. From what they've said, that the Russian intelligence gathering is a monster, a giant monster. Hotels in Moscow.
So he's running for president. Putin's like, hey, Trump, good luck running. Also, I have this. And he sends him a fucking link to a YouTube video if he can get
probably password protected.
Weed upon.
Yeah.
God, that's nuts.
Maybe. Possibly.
Would this have happened with Jebediah?
Or it's just there was definitely collusion. No, it wouldn't have happened with Jebediah. I don't know that.
Hillary still would have been running against him. So, I mean, if the impetus was,
I think Hillary Putin would have beat Jebediah.
To make sure, if Putin wanted to make sure Hillary lost, then why would it matter?
Well, I think the same thing would have been going on. Putin
would have reached out to Jebediah.
The reports are that Putin, the speculation and the reports are that Putin wanted to mainly just shit upon Hillary Clinton, that he didn't necessarily think they were going to be able, that Trump was so awful, they didn't think there's any fucking way they'd be able to vault him to the victory.
Yes.
They didn't think American people were that idiotic.
He just wanted to stick it to Hillary a little bit before she won. She wanted to make it unpleasant.
And, yeah, and delegitimize. He's pissed off because she had the audacity to agree with international observers and, you know, most of Europe that the last election where he won, you know, like 93% of the vote or something, there may have been some shenaniganry involved.
Oh, yes.
And she called that out and said it was an illegitimate election, and he got his Russian taint cramped over it and never and is pissed off at her and just vowed to delegitimize her presidency and sow as much chaos as possible, hopefully help break up the European Union so that he can just say, I think I'll take that one. And I think I'll take that one.
Jesus Christ. By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Donald J. Trump just liked one of our tweets, by the way.
Not the real Donald J. Trump, I'm sure.
This guy only has like 500 followers. Sad.
Sad. Yeah, thanks for joining us at Crab Diving. Tweet us anytime on the Twitter. You can also sling us a message at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool, fun people hang out.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's just get to the headlines. There's so much going on. We have we listened to a little bit of Spicy's daily brief earlier. God. Holy shit.
How long is that guy going to last? I just can't imagine. I don't know. It sucks.
And somebody gave him the note before, you know, you gotta be a little bit more personable. You gotta make some jokes and lighten up the mood in there.
Oh,
and
just my God.
Republicans aren't funny. I'm just saying it. For the overall...
They are not funny.
I'm stereotyping. Republicans are not funny.
They're humorless.
Well, right.
Prove to me that they're funny. Show me a funny Republican, and you can't say Dennis Miller, because he's not funny.
Well, Nick DiPaolo.
He's funny. But that's a comedian.
Right.
That's not a politician.
Right, right, right.
Obama was funny. Biden is funny.
Yes.
Clinton.
Not funny. Nancy Pelosi.
Bill Clinton is
not
funny.
No.
God,
she's not
no.
funny. We've got, I mean, on our side, we've got unfunny politicians, too. We were saying yesterday offline.
Crab diving offline.
Kind of trying to figure out the whole Nancy Pelosi thing. Like, how did she become the highest ranking Democrat in the House and Speaker for 10 minutes. Right. I mean, I don't know. She just
Louis
doesn't
Gohmert's
seem like a
funny.
Dynamic.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Speaker.
Who the fuck knows? Type,
but anyway.
Yeah. Louis Gohmert's funny.
Louis Gohmert is unintentionally funny.
Right. See, now there's a lot of those. The Republicans have a lot of people that are unintentionally funny, like your fucking president.
Yeah. Scary,
like
though.
Fucking president. Like the face of your motherfucking Family Values Party. Donald Trump is the GOP, dude.
Well, they can't claim that anymore with any...
They do.
But I mean...
It's so fucking
Even other
sad.
Evangelicals are laughing about that one. So there's even other people who are like, oh, come on.
But see, they're trying to distance themselves from Trump, the GOP. You know, I bet they probably don't feel like he is part of their party.
Right.
But he is.
Well, right.
He's the president.
Well, he
he's
took
the
over
Republican
party.
President. He is the GOP.
He and Bannon and Miller.
That's you guys.
Took over their party.
Your party's ran by a bunch of weird Nazis.
They almost had their party taken over by the lunatic Ron Paulies a few years ago, remember?
Oh, fucking assholes.
It's like they don't have a tenuous, or they don't have a really good grasp. Although the Democrats aren't doing much better.
What do you mean?
Organizationally.
Oh, okay, well.
There's too much like infighting going on both sides, which I just think we really need to look at our system and see why do we have to have two fucking parties? Why? Why can't we make people form coalitions, which forces them to compromise? Otherwise, they'll say, fuck you, we're leaving. This is what the Tea Party has done to the Republicans from a minority. 40 festering assholes in the House have basically put a shank in our country since Obama became president.
That's
40
true.
Assholes.
That is true. And you were talking about compromise. You know, if you had little coalitions, maybe you could compromise. But the way things are now, I mean...
Well, that's what I mean. You'd
if
have
you're a
to
Democrat,
compromise.
You can't. You can't compromise with the Republicans. Because they are the party of racism.
No, I mean on your side. Like on your own side.
Within our side, yeah.
To get shit done. These in parliamentary systems... The middle left party has to hold hands with the far lefties once in a while to get shit done if they want to get the votes.
In this last election, though, the Democrats worked together. I mean, look at that DNC. Look at the look at the fucking conference, though. Bernie didn't win, right? And that pissed a lot of people off. But what he did do was he moved our platform to the left.
Kind of.
Would we have had a discussion about minimum wage without Bernie fucking Sanders?
Right.
No.
Well, the platforms also ultimately are for show.
Do you think if Hillary Clinton would have got elected and she wouldn't have touched that minimum wage and she wouldn't have done the shit Bernie did?
But she wanted to do that anyway. She didn't want, but she wanted, she was aiming for 12.
Yeah.
Remember, they were their disagreements were subtleties of the same.
Right.
They didn't really disagree on anything. Maybe TPP early until she allegedly saw the light on TPP. But they agreed on all the issues. It wasn't like the Republicans who were out there battling each other.
So how do they? So the Democrats.
It was tiny issues. So little gun things.
Right.
And that was more going after each other's past than after what they believe now. That's part of the problem, I think, was that one of the many things that led to her losing was that the Democrats were all like attacking the opponent, not putting out policy, not saying, well, I'm going to build you jobs like Bernie was. That's how Bernie got where he was.
Right. Well, yeah, you're right. If Hillary didn't put out. She just attacked people. She didn't lay out her platform.
They just said, look at this steaming pile of orange pussy grabbing shit.
Right.
That can't be president. You have to vote for me.
Right.
And there was a lot of that going on. Now, she had a lot of issues. She was on the right side of a lot of issues, but they didn't talk about them enough. If you went to her website, you could read it all.
Yeah.
I mean, they would just touch on it, but it was jobs. And then Trump is out telling the dumb, angry, Rust Belt white people that I'm going to reopen your coal mine. I'm going to reopen your steel mill.
Maybe the Democrats have a problem with coming to terms that they need to fucking get a showman out there. They need somebody that can sell what the party stands for, like Trump did for the GOP. Trump sold the GOP to a bunch of racist fucking idiots.
Let's get nasty here and say the base of the GOP also are a bunch of fucking birds in a nest with their mouths open, just waiting for anything unquestioning of what gets dropped in there.
Because Jesus and shit like that.
And we've done the stories about the fake news places that have kind of reinforced that point.
Right.
Because they send out fake news. Republicans suck it up and suck it dry.
Yeah, it's impossible.
And share it and scream and don't even for a half second Google it.
Right.
Whereas the Democrat sites, they wouldn't make money with fake liberal news because too many Democrats are like, too many liberals, I mean, progressives are like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
It happens on our page. We welcome it. Yes. If we get fact checked or if we put up something that ain't true, I mean, I want people to say, hey,
that means they're
that
engaged.
Ain't true.
They're
and then interested. We'll retract or delete it or something. We're not Breitbart where we're going to stick by our prayer rug for 3 years.
It seems like the Dems are caught between this thing where they don't want to get down in the mud and they don't want to fight the GOP. They want to have the moral high ground. They want to maintain some decorum or something.
Moral high ground. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they kind of play at it. You know, like Hillary Clinton had the comments. She said all the Trump supporters are a basket of deplorables, right? And then she backed off of it. However, if you're going to say that, why back off of it? I mean, why
well,
is
she kind of did
she apologize?
She apologized.
She pussied out.
But she said it was like half. It was the part that was wrong. They are living on the fence. She should have said there's a small number, even though there's not. But the fact that she said half, which we think she was lowballing.
Right.
But she said, you know, half of them are what I call I put them into the basket of deplorables.
Man, it's crazy because it's like you got a bunch of libs that I think are ready to get behind somebody that's got some spirit, some fire, some anger. God damn it, we should be the party of rage. We should be raging. There are people marching in the streets, but yet we can't get Keith Ellison in charge of the DNC. We can't get away from old guard like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. But there's a bunch of young people ready to light this shit on fire, man.
Right. and they need to get the fuck out and vote. But they also, I mean, who knows? The question's going to be, will these the people who voted for chaos, and especially the young people who were never Hillary-ers all of a sudden because she's the most corrupt person, because they fell for Uncle Nipple's Putin's misinformation, the disinformation, outright lies, fake news, and they sucked that up. Jill Stein helped them suck it up. She helped squeeze the teat of that false news and let them be able to drink it up. And they ended up, they turned it into what they thought was a moral issue. You know, they're coming, snot-nosed fuckwads coming at us on on Facebook like we're not liberals. That really drove me nuts. Yeah. Like questioning our liberal bona fides because we held our noses and voted for Hillary, and I didn't even have to hold my nose that much.
Yeah, yeah.
But there were issues I had with Hillary. Sure. There's issues I have with the Democrat Party in general.
What if she would have just embraced what she said about those Trump supporters? Because the truth is, they are deplorable. They are deplorable.
Yeah, but the Republicans are one thing they do really well is butthurt.
Yeah.
One thing we really
do poorly is worry about that. Yeah. Privilege
does butthurt well, and they're doing butthurt. Yeah.
And then what do we do?
Look at she called you all deplorables.
But the libs,
oh, my lovelies, my flying monkeys, right, they called you deplorables.
Play right into that shit.
What do you mean?
They play right into it. They say that, and then Hillary apologizes. Because they don't want to seem like bullies. They don't want to seem like they're picking on people. But my God, if there are people that need to be bullied and picked upon, it's those Trump supporters. They are racist, xenophobic, anti-Semitic, fucking sexist assholes. But yet we couldn't embrace the fact that they were deplorable? We couldn't beat them over the fucking head with that?
Right.
I don't understand. Why are we pussies?
I don't think I even got to the headline. Did we do the headlines?
We did not.
I mean, did I do the stupid news? Here we go.
I don't know.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
I don't think I did. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high enough, the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, March 9th. 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
It's going down the tubers.
Well, that's that's one of the few times he hasn't lied.
But he was talking about a paper.
I don't even remember what. Oh, yeah, he was talking about
a newspaper. The New York Times, maybe.
A newspaper that was going down the tubers. Meanwhile, subscriptions for all of everything that he hates is way up.
Yeah, yeah.
CNN ratings up. New York Times, which he says is failing and dying, is just the opposite.
Right.
They're having more and more subscriptions. Thanks, Trump. Well, speaking of Bernie, the headline over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post is a picture of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, okay.
Bernie to Dems, stop neglecting Trump voters.
What the fuck does that mean? Fuck them.
Interesting. The Vermont senator says that the Democratic Party has shown enormous neglect, resulting in ultimate failure. Since January, Bernie Sanders has gone to Mississippi, Kansas, and Michigan. And in Monday, he's going to one of the poorest counties in America.
Yes.
McDowell County, West Virginia. Which Trump carried 3-1.
That doesn't make any...
Makes zero sense.
Fucking sense. Doesn't make any sense.
Sanders thinks that these places are crucial for the Democrats to go and talk to and win over. That's another strategy. Is a good strategy. The 50-state strategy that the last Democratic leadership didn't seem to be into.
You know, that's that
Howard Dean.
Oh, yeah.
He did a great job.
Right.
with that strategy. And then for some reason, Wasserman Schultz and then that whole wing decided to laser focus on certain other places instead of trying to get the 50-state strategy, which may have helped them fucking Rust Belt.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's so frustrating that we've got a party that's got to say, well, it's Hillary's turn. We need to do that. You know, we need to do this. It's the safest fucking... The Democrats are the safest party ever. They're so safe. What would have been so wrong with disappointing Hillary Clinton and not giving her the nomination? What would have been wrong with that in letting Bernie do it? I don't understand.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Wasserman Schultzes of the world and those people would say that Bernie was untested and that the socialism thing might have been just the big target. Yeah. And that because of the way the Democrats, they were very similar and they were just sniping at each other over niddling shit.
Right.
For the whole fucking, well, not even the whole thing. Remember, they were really nice to each other. Declawed cat fight.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning. Remember, they were all puffbally at each other. Right. And then they started taking little snipes at each other. And then it got a little ugly, but nothing compared to what was going on in Trumpville.
Right.
But because they were so similar, I think, in their views, they didn't torch each other policy-wise, yeah, because they kind of agreed, except on nuance. They both agreed that the minimum wage is too goddamn low.
Right.
Hillary said, well, we should aim for something which she felt was more realistic, that maybe the idiot Republicans, the evil GOP, would agree to 12 as a compromise. And Bernie said, fuck that. Let's aim for 15.
Right.
Different.
I mean,
but nuance of the same thing. But then you got the assholes on the other side who were like, well, we don't need a minimum wage.
We need our Tea Party. I mean, that's really what we need. We need our Tea Party. The Dems, I think
that's what they're trying to do.
Maybe we're just too moderate. Maybe that's the thing. I mean, young people don't want to go out there and they want Bernie Sanders. They want the $15 an hour minimum wage. Mm-hmm. They want to see somebody fucking fight for that. And then when the Republicans don't give it to them, well, then they have to live with that, the GOP. They have to live with saying, hey, these people, we don't want to give them an increase in the minimum wage. That's who they are.
Well, that's what is happening with the health care.
Yeah.
Give them enough rope.
Right.
And there was something out, I think I saw today, that Trump really thinks he'll, if they have problems with this health care, that he's just going to be able to blame the Democrats.
And saw that.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Paul Ryan, we didn't get to that yet, but Paul Ryan had that ridiculous PowerPoint presentation they put on this morning trying to sell that shit burger that they served up of a replacement, quote, for the ACA that everybody hates.
Yeah.
And apparently they're thinking that they can, Paul Ryan's basic premise was, well, it's a permanent parasite now that you can't remove, and you'll kill the host if you remove it.
God, so, that's so brilliant.
We have to, we ultimately can't just pull it out root and branch like Mitch McConnell wanted to. We can't do that anymore.
Well, if you want to sell that to the Trumpolos, I think that's perfect. They'll believe that. Why wouldn't they? And I agree with Donald Trump. He's right. He can just blame the Dems. I mean, if he's talking about the people that voted for him, yes. He can blame Obama. He can blame the Democrats if he wants, because they're so,
and every one of
stupid.
Them, and everything I've tweeted out so far includes the hashtag #TrumpCare.
Oh yeah,
#TrumpCare.
I twatted out that one as well.
It's absolutely imperative that the Democrats stand up in every way possible against Trump's extremist agenda, against the lies that he states virtually every single day, against his effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with something that is totally pathetic, his efforts to give huge tax breaks to billionaires while cutting programs that working families desperately need, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, being in the minority here in the Senate, minority in the House, having a right-wing Republican president.
God, HuffPo, thank you for the video, but you don't need the music. I'd like to hear what Senator Sanders is saying.
Absolutely,
without
man.
Your decision of mood fucking music.
God, mood fucking. I gotta fuck and listen to Bernie Sanders.
Already in the House, having a right-wing Republican president, the only way we're going to win this, and I think we can win this, is when millions of people stand up, especially in states that Trump carried, and say, excuse me, we did not elect you to be president to throw us off of health care. We did not elect you to be president to cut back on the child care that we desperately need.
Sure.
But they did. Right. What, I mean, what part of what the Republican platform was confusing?
Yeah, it wasn't confusing. I get it.
They're not pulling any shenanigans now, policy-wise.
They want to repeal Obamacare.
Yeah.
They've been
regardless,
they've been saying it for years.
Of the consequences.
They don't give a fuck, and they're doing it. And then Trump's doing everything he said.
They want tax cuts for the rich, regardless of the consequences. Although, I saw a headline that really recently that Mitch might have said something about, it was over at the Drudge Report. They're pissed off. This is a story in The Hill. Mitch McConnell says tax reform will probably have to wait until after August.
Why is that? Who knows?
You know, they've got...
we gotta wait till August. Because they don't work. How many breaks do they fucking get, these assholes? Seems like they're always not in session or some shit like that.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, one of the slithering billionaires that's in our cabinet, said at the end of last month, the administration wants to wrap up the goal of overhauling the tax code before lawmakers leave for a month-long break. See, I agree with overhauling tax code. I agree with simplification of the tax code. Like Bernie, I think you could make it one page. But you get rid of all the loopholes that cum dribbles like Steve Mnuchin and shitbags like Donald Trump. It causes them to have 4,000-page tax returns so that they can nibble and tweak and slice off every dime of taxes that they owe.
God damn it.
Get rid of all that shit, and I agree with that.
How in the fuck?
I don't agree with flat tax, though.
Right. How in the fuck does Jesus come back down to earth and say, oh, gosh, look at all these homeless people. Surely we did everything we could to not make this,
don't
let
call
them
me
be.
Surely.
Well, and then Jesus would say, oh, let me see your tax code.
Right.
None of the rich people are paying any taxes. Well, I'm going to have to smite them and send them to hell, and they will burn in eternal flames.
Right.
How do you like that, assholes?
No loaves and fishes for you until you pee in the cup first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, drug testing. That's right! That's who the fuck they are!
Yeah.
It's so true.
McConnell said during an interview today, I think finishing on tax reform will take longer.
Oh, will it? Well, there's all this shit we want to do, but we don't know how to do it because we suck.
McConnell said it's complicated. All those discussions are already underway. How do you craft it? He said. Well, like, what do you do?
I don't know.
Well, they got to get permission from the rich people. They're going to make sure that they're not actually going to have to start paying taxes. That's what none of them want.
Go back to your constituents, your little fat cat lapdog.
Less taxes. Trump. Remember when he went to that fancy the night after he won?
Oh yeah.
And the world lost.
They're gonna pay less.
He went to that. He went to that fucking fancy $500 plate restaurant.
Yes.
And was pressing palms, orange little fingers into the palms of all the other rich cronies.
Right.
That now have to suck his dick.
Ooh,
which
yummy.
Is what he's wanted.
Me next.
And
it's disgusting.
He was walking around telling. He didn't say we're making America great. Well, he did say that, but he didn't say we're going to help poor people.
Oh,
he didn't
fuck
say
no.
We're going to make sure our education, that every kid has a great education.
Fuck no.
He didn't say that. He shook the hands of those rich people and said, I'm going to lower your taxes.
Absolutely. Shit.
Don't worry. I'm going to lower your taxes.
It's always about, what time is it? 2:30. About 2:30.
This is when you're listening.
I listen back to a couple of recent shows, and it's usually between 2:30 and 2:45. I start screaming that we go into the streets and start lopping heads, trying to avoid that today. But the more you talk and explain the problem, I don't know. I mean, are we being naive to think these rich people are ever going to voluntarily relinquish their shit? And are we being naive to think our government isn't just those rich, same fucking rich people? And
well,
if it's
it
not them, it's their fucking surrogates. So what are we doing? We're playing the game they're playing.
And shame on dumb, greedy America.
Yeah.
for thinking greed is good, for thinking rich people are smarter. They're not. They're not. Dude, for thinking successful businessmen are smarter. They're not.
It's like we're playing a game of chess, but we don't have chess pieces. We have checkers.
Right.
And we're never going to win. We're never going to win unless those checkers pick up some pitchforks and
There's still hope here. Yeah. Sort of. Well, I mean, Trump's trying, you know, this authoritarian business, and it does. I mean, I'm a little encouraged. It seems it ain't going to fly. I just don't know. I just don't see them. When the first thing they try to do is to gut the ethics panel in the House, and really the whole country responds with, what the fuck? And then they stop. I thought that was a kind of a good sign.
But then they deport.
I mean, they'll probably do it again.
Deportations. Well, sure. But you're right. The ethics
thing.
It's
tiny victories.
How can we get them to go back? It's such an odd thing. It's like, well, I guess the band was fucking, the courts shot it down, but no, I don't know.
Well, and two more states I read a little earlier have joined on with Hawaii, who we talked about yesterday. Go to iTunes or Stitcher. Leave us a good review, please. It helps us spread the crabs, share the crabs.
Yay!
But Hawaii was the first to file a lawsuit asking for a temporary stay on the latest executive order from Schittler trying to keep out Muslims.
Totally nuts.
And two more states today, I think, have joined on.
Well, that's good news. I mean, you know.
We shall see.
This guy keeps doing bad shit. The only defense we have is to fucking sue him.
Well, hopefully our defense is that there's still sane judges in there,
right?
Before Trump gets to put crazy zealots in there. And I'm not even saying, I'm not sure that Gorsuch is that horrible. I think he's very conservative and scary. Worse than Scalia, though? I don't think so. I think Mike Lee, Ted Cruz,
right?
Any of those assholes.
Ted Cruz is on that short list for the SCOTUS.
They mentioned his name.
Oh, my fucking God. Like, what?
Yeah. How about that for life? Sticking America with Ted Cruz for a lifelong position.
That is nuts.
That's cruel and unusual punishment.
That's terrible.
But, you know, hopefully the court system, because, again, wasn't it half of the judges that sniffed on the last one?
Sniffy.
Were appointed by Republicans. And they said, this is some bullshit.
Right.
Even the Republican guy on that three-court panel, or that three-judge panel, was like, nah, I don't think it's
God.
So there you go. We'll see. That's our hope.
Right.
But, I mean, if Trump gets to start putting in insane zealot judges, who knows what they're going to decide.
Then what happens if he starts wanting, you know, Muslim people to sign a registry or some shit like that?
Well, yeah, let's...
all kinds of crazy shit.
Wear patches.
Damn.
To identify you. When did that make sense before?
Man. God, I hate these people that voted for this guy.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is Bernie Sanders thinks that the Dems should be trying to woo the Trump supporters.
I guess, but have you seen the tapes of these people? Have you seen these Trump lows, these fucking rallies? What in the fuck do you appeal to? Their humanity? They're racists.
Well, how do you get to them? Is the other thing. If the only thing if the only website they're going to open is Breitbart, and the only thing they're going to watch on TV is the 700 Club and Duck Dynasty and Fox and Friends,
what
can you do? How do you get to those people when they are being kept intentionally ignorant by various nefarious sources?
Well, maybe it's less about us and more about Trump and Republicans. Maybe they'll, I mean, you know, it's hard for me to imagine, but maybe there'll be a point when they're like, hey, man, I don't give a shit what you think about Jesus. I need to make more money. I need the minimum wage to go up. I need better health care.
I really think that would be the case anyway. If when the economy is good, nobody's trying to shove Jesus in your starfish.
But when is the economy good for, like...
Well, that's right.
Well, they're rich Trumpalos. So I said poor Trumpalos. But there are lots of rich people that love Trump.
Right, and they're not deluded by the Jesus and the guns.
No, they don't
couldn't care less.
They know.
They mostly couldn't care less, except for, like, you know, your Betsy DeVos's and your Bible bangers. They don't care about the gay marriage or anything like that. They care about their bottom line.
Absolutely. They don't give a fuck.
But they know that they can donate dollars to an organization, the GOP.
Oh, yeah.
That will then cater to the people that do buy into that dumb stuff. You do believe Obama was coming for Jesus and coming for their guns.
So is Bernie misguided?
Secretly a Muslim brotherhood plant.
Is Bernie misguided? Bernie, how are you going to get to those people? They don't want to be got to.
I think they could get got to, but you got to go directly.
Racism, though.
You got to have rallies like Trump did.
If people believe that if you're a certain color, you're a lesser person. That's some deep shit. And I don't know that you can get to a person that feels like that. You know what I mean? I don't know if you can get them to come out on the right side of shit because they're fucked up.
And then there are one issue voters who really
need
to be cattle prodded somewhere because shame on you if you're one issue voter. It's such a complex.
Well, I'll bring up one, and we're not going to say his name, but he is the czar of another internet radio network. That's quite.
How dare you categorize them as an internet radio network?
Yes, you're right. I misspoke. But this douchebag, I got in an argument with him on Facebook one time about God. I don't even remember what the fuck it was, and I. Something about abortion wasn't even being... He brought up the 6 million...
That's one of the main ones.
...person fetal holocaust.
No, brother.
You know?
Yeah, that's one of the main
ones. How do you talk to that guy?
Well, I don't know if you can.
Wait till he dies, and then you talk to him.
I really don't know if you can. I read an article not that long ago about Trump supporters and how they feel now and how some of them are having buyer's remorse. Especially the ones that, you know, like healthcare, like the healthcare they have and stuff like that.
Well, what did they think was going to happen, though?
But they believed him. They were dumb.
But he said he was going to repeal it.
Replace it with something better. But he also said, I'm not touching Medicaid. I'm not touching Medicare. Everybody's going to be covered. Remember, the Republicans lost their shit because all of a sudden he's talking like a Democrat.
What do you do? How do you get through to somebody who... Like, why would you go buy a used car and the guy saying, hey, look, this used car's got a CD player, it's got a satellite radio, it's got really great seats, it drives wonderfully. But it just but you wouldn't even look at it. You would just say, okay, well, here's my money. I mean, because he said he was going to repeal healthcare and what he had would be better. What was it? They didn't ask. They didn't want to ask.
Well,
did they want to see an outline of it or some...
Well, there's also this misconception that they're trying to sling right now that the Democrats, or I mean, that they've been saying, and now they're, of course, the poster children of hypocrisy with that Obamacare was rammed down their throats.
What? Oh, God, I
rammed down the country's throats.
Rammed. I mean, God, the process of that Obamacare, it rammed. It was like gently.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the tweet. I know Keith Ellison. Here it is. Keith Ellison tweeted about it. The new deputy head of the DNC, who we hope is going to have a very strong voice. He tweeted out earlier this morning two tweets. Congressional Budget Office has not released cost estimates of Trump care. Committee markups proceeding without CBO reports. So the Republicans are literally... ramming it through without knowing what it's going to maybe cost.
Or know what it's going to do to us?
Correct.
Well, how the fuck?
Then his next tweet said, regarding the ACA, House held, here we go. This is ramming it through. The House held 79 hearings over 1 year. They had 181 witnesses. There were 121 amendments. He says, Trump care? House leadership hopes to get repeal through in 3 weeks.
Mm. Oh, is that Keith's tweet?
Yeah.
I put that up on our Facebook page.
It's on our Facebook page.
God. I mean.
So, yeah. And that was compromised. They did try to compromise. We wanted single payer. We wanted single payer, right. You fucking assholes. And you guys wouldn't stand for it. And we compromised to get this Obamacare, which was really Romney care.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
From the Heritage Foundation. Whew. But because it was signed by a black hand, many, many people couldn't fucking handle it.
Racism.
Oh, you're blaming them for being a racist. Yeah, I fucking am.
Yeah.
I believe I am. Because I personally know, I'm related to, possibly, yes. Dozens of people like that.
Dozens? Dozens? That's like 36.
If I go through,
well, 24.
It could be 24.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot,
or
though.
Or a baker's dozen.
Right, which is... Was seven?
13. What kind of baker are you going to? A Trumpian baker.
Yeah, yeah. He's a crook.
It's a Trump baker. 11.
My baker is a fucking liar. He's a fucking liar, and he's a dickhead.
I've told the story a million times. I went home in the 2008 election, right before when Obama was the nominee, and there were lifelong Democrats, a lot of cops, a lot of firemen from my neighborhood, Southside Irish. Lifelong blue blood Democrats. And I can't tell you, I went to my favorite bar. I can't tell you how many people were like, I just don't know what to do about the election. I don't think I can vote for the N word.
That's so insane.
So they were actually thinking about McCain because he's a war hero and he's not black.
Well,
now granted, I don't think most of them did vote, but for some reason, they hated Hillary more than Obama. Now, one of those reasons might be a tsunami of vodka flavored misinformation.
Well, listen, I mean,
and lies and her emails. Oh my God, her emails. Now we find out Mike Pence was hacked.
Right. Oh God, I fucking
now
forgot
we find
about
out Trump,
that.
Trump's still tweeting on a fucking Android that nobody seems to care about. An unsecured Android.
But that doesn't make any sense what you're saying, because according to this election, the Republicans were very, very concerned about private servers and who tweets on what and emails and all that kind
it's
of fucking
because they
shit.
Were Hillary's private servers.
I think it's sexism. I don't know.
I think that was part of the issue, maybe.
They can't. Listen.
Well,
from
of
where
course
I'm
that
from,
was part of the issue.
Conservatives hate the fuck out of women and black people and Jewish people. I don't know in what order.
There were assholes during the election that said, "Well, I don't know about what if she didn't one idiot say, what if she gets her period?" Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah, somebody said that.
There was a conservative asshole that was like, "Well, what if she gets her period?"
You know what else? I remember a long time ago, when right before we got on the wrestling network, mm-hmm. we were on. We're not going to say that. We don't need to say the name of it because this isn't really a great story about them. But we were listening to a show they had on, and one of the guests, well, no, a host of this fucking show.
We were very entertaining, and thanks to Bruce for putting us on.
Absolutely,
that network, but we definitely
one of those hosts,
the lone liberal voices.
One of those hosts said, like, I don't know, but. Something insane, like, you know, sometimes women just can't make decisions. He goes, you know, like when you go out to dinner, they can never decide where they want to go to eat.
Oh, yeah, and the mood swing.
Hot. Oh, yeah, mood swings.
What if she's having a mood swing?
Oh, yeah.
She wants to nuke somewhere.
Because you're a real charmer, by the way. Well, by the way, you're a real fucking charmer.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't have a mood swing.
Oh, my God.
You just start swinging, probably, after a couple of beers.
Is it, you know, I don't know, man. Fuck this. Fuck you, Trumpalos. Fuck you so hard. Because what we're saying isn't our fault, really, in a way. It's you're flawed. You're racist.
Some. And many ultimately okay with it.
Which is racist.
Well, yeah.
Racist. We got to start saying what it is. These Trumpalos, these Trump supporters are racist. They have to be.
I think they really think they're not.
Then they're wrong.
Like, if I talk to, you know who I'm talking about, some conservative Republicans that I have been close to in my life.
It's a mutual friend.
If I were to talk to them, I'm sure that they would in no way believe that they're racist. Even though one of them, I know, says He's not a racist.
Then what do you...
Swears about it, ran for office, did not get in.
Well...
And, but a couple of years before he ran for office, he was sharing and liking memes with Obama with a bone through his nose.
Well, then he's racist.
And one of the times I talked to him, he said to me, you lived on the south side of Chicago. You know what those people are like.
You're making my point. They are all racist.
Right.
They're all racist.
Not all.
To the core. Listen, if that guy...
But my point is that he doesn't think he's racist.
That's deep racism. If it's so ingrained in you that it's unaware, it's just... Dude, you don't share a meme with Obama's... He has to know he's a racist. They come the fuck off.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. At Celeste Pewter has a great point. She said, you don't know how bad misogyny is in this country. Black men were given the right to vote way before women.
Oh, my God.
By 72 years.
Jesus. Yeah. I mean, then you... I don't know, man. See, like, I think the way you get... See, like, that guy, your friend, is that ran for office. Like, I don't know how to make him unracist. That guy probably has to croak, and then, you know, there'll be less racist people on the planet, I imagine. But my idea is you got to get... See, if George Soros really wants to make a difference on the planet, we need to go to these different shows on television.
Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally hit the Hitler button.
Guess what? Welcome to the new ministry of putting, making every straight male white lead character in a fucking television series a minority who's gay. No more straight people. Sorry.
No more straight people for you.
I don't know what else to do.
You're saying complete immersion.
Complete immersion to make people like, now you don't see it anymore. You don't even think about it. Rick on The Walking Dead's got to suck a dick. At least two or three times.
While it's still attached, hopefully. Or
that's how they kill the zombies.
Picks one up on the ground.
That's how they kill the zombies now.
You blow them?
Everybody's got to suck that zombie off. And guess what? That'll make everybody really good at sucking dick. If you want to make a whole race of people good at sucking dick, make it so when the zombies are attacking, that's how they kill them.
Wow.
Fucking.
Does it distract the zombies while they...
It's how they die.
Oh, wow.
It's like, you know, you punch them through the head. Well, it's whatever.
Gross.
It's a new world.
Who knows what they shoot?
Imagine like having to figure that out too. Like, how do you kill these guys? Well,
yeah. Who's the first person that found that out?
Well, this is going to sound...
Somebody with a zombie fetish.
Yeah. This is going to sound strange, but the other day I was doing this thing and he just fucking, his head exploded.
Yeah. And then literally. I tried again.
I did it the rest of the afternoon. I'm your zombie killer.
So, yeah, Paul Ryan today,
fuck,
speaking
him
of killers,
ugh. Gross.
Is put together his little PowerPoint presentation urging his fellow Republicans. This was who that was for today. This isn't trying to woo the Democrats. They know that every Democrat out there is going to say, fuck you. Even your Joe Manchins and your, who's the other dude? Some of your other fence sitters, your purpley state ones.
Pussies.
But
get with the program, pussies.
Even they are saying this is a no-brainer. It's DOA, this whatever, this turd that Ryan served up.
Yummy.
But he said today, this little dance that he did today was strictly for his fellow Republicans, because the Tea Party caucus and people like that are like, fuck this. This is bullshit.
Right.
For bad reasons,
but they're
equally as horrified by it as we are.
Yeah, that just, God.
They're like, it ain't evil enough. It don't kick more enough people off of health care.
Or those people need that. Or they need what's not there anymore, right?
Well,
they need the coverage that they used to have with Obamacare.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want the coverage from the GOP, so now they don't like it because it affects them. That actually illustrates how shitty they are.
Oh, well, you're talking about people. I'm talking about people in Congress.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, yes.
These are for actually the people who have to vote on the bill. They don't care.
The
Republicans don't care about the people.
And I'm not sort of talking about people anymore. I'm talking about Trumpalos. I don't know what they are.
He urged fellow Republicans to back the party's health care bill, promising additional actions to address their concerns. The concerns of conservatives, by the way, not the concerns of millions of people who are going to be kicked off health care and maybe left
them
to die in the street because they're not going to be covered.
Oh, yeah.
Let
them eat cake.
But he wants to allay the conservatives' concerns don't worry. We'll figure out a way to fuck people even more.
You know,
don't worry.
I wish
we'll kick those takers off of the government tit.
Yeah, allay our concerns. Allay some concerns of people that aren't elitist, wealthy fuck sticks. How about allaying that? Nobody allays anybody but these rich dudes.
He said, this is the closest we've been to repealing and replacing Obamacare, and it's the closest we will ever get repealing and replacing Obamacare, which on either level is hilarious. Because
it's
if it's real, if it's what he means, that means that they're never going to repeal and replace Obamacare, because this ain't going to fly. This thing that they put out is, like I said, DOA. So if this is as close as it is going to be to repealing and replacing, ain't going to happen.
Let me ask you something. I just thought about the best television show ever, and you would love to. This would be my new favorite show. All I want is a camera crew following Obama around and, like, watching him watch the news or read the paper or watch Trump give speeches or something. And I just want to see his face. Wouldn't you want to see that? See his eye rolls, the comments to Michelle. You know that motherfucker. You know Obama at some point has seen something Trump said on CNN and been like, fuck, are you fucking kidding me? Do you think he ever gets so mad that he hits the wall? Do you think
Obama? No.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, I'm saying he seems calm and collected. But people, there's some people out there just lose it, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's a brainiac.
Do you think he smokes weed?
Maybe now.
I bet he does. Do you think him and Michelle?
I hope he does.
I do too. I do you think they get high? God.
We know Malia does.
Right. Does she really?
Yeah, remember they got pictures of her smoking weed at one of those festivals.
Hey.
Iron Man. Burning Man.
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Can I just
it's completely
say
different festival.
Can I just say something? Don't post pictures of other people smoking weed, and don't go on social media and make jokes about them smoking weed. You know what I mean?
Well, they caught her dancing.
Leave
remember?
Them the fuck alone.
And they were all like, look at that little whore twerking.
Damn,
all
man.
All the Republicans.
You can't go out and have fun anymore. She's not looking to be on TV, so fuck off.
And who cares? She's fucking 17 years
old.
Yeah,
man.
Let her go to a music festival and take a hit off a joint that's passed to her.
But she should be able to have a little privacy. You know what I mean?
It was like a group shot. It was some asshole.
Some asshole
who recognized her and was like, oh, great.
Shameless.
Maybe I'll make some money off of these pictures.
I mean, shameful.
And shameless.
Oh, yes.
So Paul Ryan, said it's the closest we've been, the closest we're going to get.
What does he want for saying that? What do you want? Is someone supposed to blow you because you said that?
He's trying to convince the T-Loons to jump on board.
Oh, yeah. Jump on my dick.
This is as good as it's going to get. And they're like, no, we want it repealed. And that's when he came out with that argument today that it's the evil tentacles of Obamacare have spread so deeply that we can't remove it without killing the whole system and killing millions of people and kicking them off of their health care. Which apparently the T-Loons and the quote Freedom Caucus are saying, let them die.
God damn it.
Kick them off.
Hey, I have a question. Like, okay, put Jesus aside for a second. I know it's impossible, but just pretend Jesus doesn't exist. Because he doesn't. Oh, shit, I almost lost my... Oh, yeah, if you have a leader that says, hey, this is as good as it's going to get, so you better take what I'm offering. What kind of sales pitch is that?
It's like Trump...
What the fuck?
It's like Trump to black people. What have you got to lose?
What do you got to lose?
The hell have you got to lose?
No one should be wooed by that. That should woo no one. What do you got to lose? Hey, Paul, what's your health insurance like with the government? Is it good? We want that. We want that, or we're going to fucking blah, 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 blah.
For working those 120 days of a year or something? Whoa, it's really hard. Hard work.
You know, Paul, I gotta say something. You could be working harder on this Obamacare. I mean, look at the guy. You're telling me he didn't go to the gym 4 times a week? He's got time to sit on that Nordic track? Fix that healthcare, motherfucker.
We'll keep our eyes and ears peeled to let you guys know what's coming out with this healthcare.
It just makes you rage when you think about their healthcare. if you're so in love with this bill, then you guys get on it as well. Why don't you get on it? Why don't you get on this coverage? You wrote it. You fucking wrote it. You know what they say in the startup business? When you make a product or software, you should use it and see if you like it. You eat your own fucking dog food. That's what they call it. Eat your dog food, you dickhead.
Right. But no health care for you.
Yeah, no health care. No health care for you, you asshole. What a bunch of dickheads.
I've got a, what is this one? Sometimes I put shit in the spreadsheet and I can't.
God, I'm just thinking about the URL. Mitch, doesn't say what. His lipless face.
Funny that you should mention him.
Yes.
I mean,
his face is disappearing into his
this
mouth.
This morning, I saw a disturbing sight.
Yes.
Mitch McConnell smiling.
Blah!
And laughing.
Oh, my God.
And ugh, even God. More terrifying.
Right.
Telling the truth.
Oh, shit. What happened?
About something.
Are you sure you weren't, you know?
He was asked. he was asked.
Yes.
I don't know who the fuck he was talking to. Somewhere at some. The wall behind it says Peter G. Peterson Foundation. What parent would name their kid
an
Peter?
Asshole.
If your last name is Peterson.
A Trump voter.
Your name is already Peter's son.
Peter.
Why would you say Peter Peterson?
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Why would you do that to your kid, you fucking assholes?
Two dicks. Not right.
McConnell was asked about the wall.
Oh, yes.
Not the Pink Floyd album.
God, I love that album. What's your favorite?
I like to sit and smoke weed and turn on.
What's your favorite Pink Floyd? I like Dark Side of the Moon.
Well, yeah, Dark Side of the Moon. I mean.
Is that the one with money on it? Money!
The wall is really fucking cool. McConnell admitted oh my God. Unlike President Trump, it says, I'm reading from Esquire, is this Charlie Rich? It's Jack Holmes. Unlike President Trump, who campaigned on a plan to build the wall on our southern border, and long suggested that it could be as high as 50 feet tall.
Oh, shit.
And will be an entirely physical wall.
Oh, my God.
McConnell admitted that there might be areas where there are more effective methods instead of a $20 billion 50-foot wall.
What?
That somebody could probably take a couple days to tunnel under.
More effective methods.
Here is Mitch McConnell being asked, and then he...
you know what we need for
then
that?
Then he was asked if Mexico will pay for it.
Right.
Let's talk about something else that definitely drove the presidential election, the border wall with Mexico, which the cost estimates are kind of all over the place. Do you believe that that will happen this year, this calendar year?
Well, I'm in favor of border security.
Do you think the border... Well, will happen this year? Well, I'm in favor of border security. What? They have to focus group these answers. They all sit around and they're like, what are you going to do when somebody asks you if they're going to build the wall? And he's like, I don't know. Obama's fault. Benghazi.
Is Mitch the bitch the perfect? He's the perfect because he's like, he'll say anything.
I'm in favor of building security.
Yeah. You sound stupid. It's not even.
I'm in favor of border security.
there are some places along the border where that's probably not the best way to secure the border. But I think General Kelly knows what he's doing. I think the president picked an outstanding person to be in charge of Homeland Security, and my suspicion is that we will take his advice.
You know, somebody lets him inside of them. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm serious.
Proof.
No, I'm just saying. He's married.
Citations.
No, you're being ridiculous. I'm
you
serious.
You have pictures of him balls deep in what's
married.
Her face?
He's married. You know they consummated their relationship. Think about that.
I don't know that. I wasn't there.
Listen, think about it.
Thankfully.
I'm going to make you think about it.
No, you can't.
It just doesn't seem
possible. I can't accept the possibility.
You remember that? I was up late looking at stories one night, and I came upon a picture of Mitch the bitch walking with his wife somewhere. And I actually sent you a message in the middle of the night. I said, I had no idea he was married. I didn't even think it was a possibility. that another human being could fucking communicate with this guy.
Yeah.
Do they have children?
No, they. I don't think they got married that long ago, to be honest with you.
Oh, my fucking God. That's bizarre. Because I assume they met when they were really young and he maybe looked differently. Maybe he had more lips. You know what I mean? Maybe his face got fucked up, you know, when he started aging. Who knows? He's an evil-ass Republican, you know. Maybe that's so many years as a GOP senator, your face gets fucked up.
Oh, he does have three children.
Holy shit. Holy shit. That means at least he had sex three times.
He's born in Sheffield, Alabama.
Hello. It sounds British. Sounds British just for a second.
Until you say Alabama.
Right. I couldn't stop myself.
Born at the Helen Keller Hospital.
Oh, God. That's a perfect match for him. Helen Keller. Yeah, perfect.
I'd rather have her.
Can she also have a disability where she can't feel anything? That might help.
Like he does?
No, he can't. She can't feel anything.
I know. I mean, yeah.
Right. Let me physically feel anything.
He had polio when he was a kid, overcame it. His family moved to Georgia when he was 8.
Well, good job with that polio.
While a teenager, his family arrived in Louisville, where he went to high school, graduated with honors from the University of Louisville with a BA in political science.
Are you sure you
in
read?
In 1964.
Oh, shit. God. Political science in 1964. That doesn't count. Are you sure you read that he had polio and not Lyme disease?
Yeah.
His face in freeze.
Oh. Is that what Lyme disease is?
Yeah, it gives you facial paralysis. Oh, I didn't know that. I was making a joke.
Bell's palsy.
What's that?
It gives you half facial paralysis. Oh, really? That's what the one Bundy dude has.
Oh, really?
Where the one that looks like half of his face is paralyzed because
He
has Bell's palsy.
Shit, man. He
was in a frat.
Okay.
He was president of the student council of the College of Arts and Sciences and member of the Phi Kappa Tau frat.
He took political science in 1964.
He went to Kentucky College of Law.
That explains a lot.
He is of Scotch-Irish and English descent.
Oh, my McConnell. Fucking God. What is wrong with
you
guys?
He enlisted in the Army Reserve.
Okay. Well, listen.
During his last year of law school,
that's
he received
admirable.
An honorable discharge for medical reasons.
Okay. Missing a ball. His lips.
Optic neuritis, it says.
No, is that the disease where your lips disappear? Optic neuritis.
I'm just saying where he worked his way up.
You'd hope for optic neuritis if you had to look at that guy every fucking day. And also something that makes you deaf, like Helen Keller's.
Oh,
woman.
Okay, it's his second wife. He is a Southern Baptist, married his first wife, Cheryl Redman, from 1968 to 1980. They had three children.
Ugh.
They divorced.
Sad.
And she became a feminist scholar at Smith College.
Bam!
His second wife, he fucked the conservative God, out damn. Of that woman.
Mitch!
His second wife... Married in 1993.
Okay.
Is Elaine Chao.
Okay.
Former Secretary of Labor under George Bush and current.
Right.
Secretary of Transportation. Wait.
Who knows?
What is she doing now? She's in there. Anyway.
Right. Damn. She married him in 91. I can't imagine she's a younger Mitch McConnell. Do they
somehow, though he's been in. God, you know, he's been in politics for fucking ever, but somehow he's managed to become one of the wealthiest members of the U.S. Senate.
Wow, that's weird.
Oh, that might be because of his wife.
Well, listen.
Oh, it's because of his wife.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, with that face, I mean, what are you going to do?
His personal wealth was
rich.
Increased after receiving a 2008 personal gift to him and his wife given by his father-in-law, James Chao, after the death of McConnell's mother-in-law. And the gift ranged. How do they don't know.
Yes.
But they say it ranged between $5 and $25 million as a gift.
What kind of gift is that?
From father-in-law, who's a gazillionaire, Chinese gazillionaire.
Here's $25 million fucking dollars. God damn it, Mitch. I got to tell you something, man. This is a horrible thing to
Why
say.
Why aren't you out enjoying your
but
money
that face,
instead of making.
You got to admit it.
Making the world miserable
that
and making people suffer. Why would you not be just on a beach somewhere?
He's done a lot with that face, though, because think about that face and all he's accomplished. I mean, that's a horrible face.
Well, I don't know what he looked
at.
Like 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. What do you think? You look like Tom Cruise?
I may have. I don't know.
Come the fuck on. Look him up young. It's not like you're going to go like, oh, God, it looks like a young Paul Rudd. What the fuck do you think he's...
If the president picked an outstanding person to be in charge of Homeland Security, and my suspicion is that we will take his advice.
Do you believe that Mexico will pay for it?
No.
There you go. There's a big smile. At least he's honest. Do you believe Mexico will pay for it? No.
I mean, but the thing is, Mitch, listen, man, Trump, your guy, at his rallies, he said Mexico would pay for the wall. That was a chant. Who's going to pay for it? Mexico.
After the election.
After the
election. He's still.
So it's just like, it's not like read my, it's that, that's like, it's like 10 times worse than read my lips. No new taxes or whatever Bush, the senior. So remember his big lie that, he got, you know, everybody got pissed off at him because he said, read my lips, no new taxes,
right.
This is 10 times worse than that. There's no lips to read. He was screaming it. And he was telling people to scream it.
Yeah. And lock her up.
The GOP should be so mad. If you're a Trump supporter, you should be livid that he's not coming through on this shit. I mean, this was part of the chants. You guys all chanted this. He got you to chant it, and he's not giving it to you.
And there are dummies who are still, I want that wall. I want that wall.
I mean,
Congress ain't helping a president build the wall.
Holy fuck. I mean, think about how bad Obama got fried because of that thing on the health care. You know, you can keep your doctor or whatever he said that wasn't true.
Right.
I mean,
if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Okay, so that wasn't true. That was a Pinocchio. But Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, Trump shits those out like it's nothing.
No, yeah. Like a Gatling gun.
God.
Maybe we'll put it up on our Facebook. I sent you a picture of young Mitch McConnell on your right. Facebook. So that's Mitch McConnell. Is saying no, he does not think Mexico is going to pay for the wall, or as Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico says, we're not paying for the fucking wall.
As a joke, did you send me a picture of that? It'd be funny if you sent me the Burt Reynolds in Playgirl.
Oh, right, yeah. Look at the big hog on Mitch.
Oh, yeah, jeez.
He's
bizarre looking.
Huh?
He looks like the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz in that picture.
Young Mitch? Oh, God, you know, he kind of does. He does look like, I forget what that actor's name was.
God, he looks so fucked up, man. His whole face is fucked up. His eyeballs. Yeah. God, he's weird. He's so weird.
Poor Mitch. That's what evil does to you.
I'm trying to describe his face. I mean, it's like, his beady little eyes. His eyes are oddly, like, deeply inset into his fucking head, but they're kind of close together. But then his eyebrows go up at a weird angle. And then on top of that, his cheekbones, I mean, he almost looks like the Joker from...
He's also...
The first Batman movie.
70.
In that. No, I'm saying something. Now. This is what he looks like
now. Oh, the
now.
young
I'm
guy
I'm describing
picture.
Young Mitch.
Yeah.
He looks worse now. No offense.
I've got a story out of,
yes.
God, this shows you there's assholes everywhere. Right. This is in the UK.
Hello.
Thanks for our listeners over the pond for listening, participating.
Jolly good.
Blanket apologies for
blanket
shredding your, accents every time I do it.
Oh yes. And by the way, thank you for Brexit.
They're pulling a mulligan, aren't they?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
I think they're trying to. They want to have a second vote. They're like, right. No, you know what? Maybe let's think about it and right. Let's have another one.
I will say this. I'm gonna make a plea. I'm gonna appeal to England. You will probably support me in this. You will support me in this. I am calling for more British actors to say shitty things about Donald Trump and things like that. Because like. That's funny as fuck to me.
Well, he wants Patrick Stewart wants to become a citizen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just to fight Trump.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not. You don't have to do that. You're old. You know what I mean? Stay alive. Make more movies. I don't want you. Who cares? Find somebody else to protest Trump.
Smoke weed and then yeah. put out Instagrams like that new wife has oh, been yeah, having yeah. you do. The happiest man on the planet, right?
Go back. Can you go back to being number one or whatever?
No, he doesn't want to
do that. No, he's not number one.
There's a new one coming. There's a new one coming out.
I am the last one.
So this is in, well, interestingly enough, in Sheffield.
Hello.
In the England part.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Sheffield... Alabama story where
Sheffield, Alabama.
Maybe there's a statue at on the site where Mitch McConnell was born.
Right.
God. It was during a hockey game
in England.
In England,
what?
They play hockey in England.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Huh. It That's was weird. The. What was the name of the team?
Hello, I forgot me hockey mask. It just sounds weird. It doesn't seem very British to me. Where's the puck? What are they? I mean, are they, it's the same thing. It's not different. It's just hockey.
It's hockey. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
the Sheffield Steelers.
Don't high stick me, mate.
Hockey game last Saturday.
All right.
The announcer, who is employed by the team.
Yes.
David Sims.
Hello, David.
Was announcing, and the kiss cam
oh shit
came on and at one point they showed two dudes
oh awesome
who kissed.
Okay, what's the big fucking deal?
All right,
it's two gentlemen making out.
At that point,
right,
the announcer David Sims said,
oh man,
that's disgusting, get them out.
What, man? David, you're a piece of fucking shit, dude. Man, fuck you.
They say it's the first time in memory that an announcer had broadcast his personal homophobia like that.
So shitty. What?
Steelers managing director Tony Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine this guy? He's a managing director of a hockey team in Sheffield. The last thing he wants to be fucking doing is going on covering up for PR because his asshole announcer said something shitty.
Hey, if I'm a coach on that hockey team, I send a couple of my guys in the penalty box. I'm like, hey, go bring that guy down here. Make him apologize. Make him suck a dick.
Yeah. No, we're kidding.
He should have fucking...
Make him suck a zombie dick. Right. Kill a zombie.
No, they really should have made him get on the PA and apologize. That's what I would have done. If it was I would have said, hey, what you said was shitty. Just apologize.
David's actions on Saturday night were foolish and thoughtless, the managing director said.
Hello.
I must stress David's actions do not reflect the attitude or policy of the Sheffield Steelers towards the LGBT community.
Good
so
for
even
him.
The team is like, look, we don't.
This is fucking nuts.
I just want to play hockey.
Right.
It says, we are a family and welcome each and everyone to the Steelers games without exception. And hope this regrettable incident brings the Steelers, you know, this is very British because an American would just apologize and move on. They're like, we're very sorry. No, we're really very sorry. We're going to move on and try to move forward and try to. We are family and welcome each and everyone to the Steelers games without exception. And hope this regrettable incident brings the Steelers and the LGBT community closer together in the future.
They just use like 17,000 commas.
He has expressed some level of regret.
Hello.
Mr. Sims.
Put you in the penalty box. Oh, yes. Well, that's good.
But not really.
What?
Interview with the BBC, he said, maybe I live in a different world. I can't really see the offense I've caused. Unfortunately, the world has moved on to a place that either I haven't realized it's got to or I am comfortable with. Who cares?
Fuck you.
Right. You're right. The world has left you by. That's your problem.
Right.
You ancient fuck.
Right. And that's your mind that you're fucked up.
Right.
But then using your job as a fucking outlet for that.
That's disgusting. Get
out. As a place to
get them out.
Broadcast your homophobia to a fucking. Oh, man. I hope he got fucking fired. Did he get fired?
That statement didn't work.
And fuck him.
Then he tweeted, It was a tough day. I genuinely meant no offense yesterday, but many have certainly made more of it than there was.
You said that's disgusting.
You said it, right.
Over a fucking loudspeaker at a hockey game. And listen, what if there's a bunch of ignorant homophobes in that place that find what they're fucked up for whatever reason. And now all of a sudden they feel like saying the same fucking thing to those people. That's fucked up.
So then this asshole, the next day was still getting it on social media.
Good.
Didn't like it. So he retweeted a suggestion from a fan who said, what you should say is, I realize what I said was unacceptable and apologize unreservedly.
Right.
He copied it, quoted it.
Oh, come on.
And said, so for the avoidance of doubt, quote, I realize what I said was unacceptable and apologize unreservedly.
Gee, so not only is this guy a homophobe, he's a gigantic cunt.
It's like
as
Trump.
Well.
It's really like nice. Trump with, what will you disavow?
This is that Brexit
I don't know
shit.
Nazis. I don't know any Nazis. Will you disavow their supporting you? I don't know. I don't know any Nazis. I don't know these people. Then finally, yes, fine. I disavow, okay? I disavow them.
It's insane. That is insane. Ugh. Man, I would have fired this guy right on the fucking spot. You can't do that.
The author of this story over at the HuffPost says that they appreciate his honesty about his feelings.
Yeah, but who cares?
He told the BBC he doesn't understand it. He's not comfortable with it.
Well, fuck you then.
And he said he doesn't even realize that most of the rest of Western society has gotten past any issues of two men kissing in a hockey rink. Like he's claiming it doesn't register to him.
Yeah.
Like what? What do you mean? Which I think is a big steaming pile of bullshit.
Hell yeah.
Bullshit.
You guys lying.
Sheffield isn't Iran. It isn't in the middle of the Gobi Desert, you get news in Sheffield.
Fuck
you
off.
Have society in Sheffield.
God damn, man.
You're not living out in the middle of the woods somewhere.
They should have.
David Sims.
They got to fire this guy. You know what? I was like, maybe he should apologize. No, fuck that. Fuck that. We don't even need this guy's apology. You're right. He's not playing by the rules of the world. He's a fucking homophobe. Fuck him.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if he hangs out. But it says the club is there's going to have to decide now on whether they want this asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Since they released that statement that said they disagree and disavow and they're an open community, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I feel like that would happen over here as well, right? I mean, if somebody that happened in one of our hockey games or. Right, that would happen. I mean, the guy would, there would be outrage, and it would piss everybody off.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Fuck absolutely. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I just get nervous about us sometimes. I mean, we did there elect Trump.
There haven't even been any American assholes who've done this.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a member of he's an executive on the team, I think it says, too. David Sims, executive and public announcer at the Sheffield Steelers. Ordered security to get rid of them and deem their kids disgusting.
Oh my God, dude, he had them thrown out.
I'm reading from, this is funny, thegaytimes.co.uk.
The Gay Times?
The Gay Times of the UK. The kiss cam, which is a popular trait at American sporting events, was selecting couples to win free tickets at Sims, as Sims made the derogatory comment.
Yeah.
There you go. People tweeting. One guy tweeted, surely it's now time for the hockey team to kick the racist homophobe David Sims out. Please do the decent thing.
Here.
No place for either today.
Goodbye, governor.
I don't know why they call him a racist.
You know,
he's an old white guy. I found his picture, by the way.
Oh, shocker. You know, on YouTube or something, I saw these kiss cam bloopers. It's so funny. It's like inevitably the camera every once in a while falls on somebody and the camera sits on them for just a second and they flip the camera off.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Oh, God, I'm looking at a couple of these comments down. Oh, yeah. I'm on a different website, The Star.
God.
Why is he apologizing? World gone mad.
Fuck you.
The world's gone mad because he said somebody was disgusting and should be kicked out of a game. And God. This guy's like, those faggots should just take it.
Sometimes I think my people idea, man, you got to have a fucking IQ test to vote because these guys are ignorant. They're just so fucking stupid. Oh, God. Too many stupid dumbasses having a say in how our world works. It's so fucked up.
I wonder how the Sheffield Steelers are doing this year.
The Steelers.
Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste.
Yay.
It doesn't cost you jack all. It just helps us out here.
Jack all. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just thinking about this. The Hollywood Hooters, man, we were talking about the Steelers. The
Hooters restaurant here
in Hollywood. Yes. Yeah, I did stand up there last night, and in the upstairs room, it's this room dedicated to the Steelers.
Do you have to wear a bikini top when you do your stand up?
Yes, absolutely. but that's like rapeless burger, man.
What do you mean?
Who the fuck wants to? I mean, that team as a quarterback is that creepy fucking guy that had to pay off all those ladies because he raped them.
Allegedly
or whatever. I didn't know what did he rape him? I don't know. I don't know what was ever found out, but he's just a big fucking asshole. And I just want to say to you guys, really want to be that? You want to support that? Anyway, it just bothers me whenever I go. I don't know.
Bye-bye, Jay Cutler, by the way.
No, sad.
Not that anyone else cares, but I'm from Chicago, so yeah.
Hello.
Cubs. I'm still riding the Cub high.
Oh, yeah. They're picking him again to win this year, man.
Really?
Hell yeah, they are. They got better. They got fucking better. They're going to have Schwarber back the whole season, and they got this fucking expert closer. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
We're going to fuck the Cardinals up.
I think Shep Smith again. There's a story over at Raw Story that Shep Smith, after the latest Flynn revelations, is like, it's too much lying and too much smoke.
Yeah, man. Nobody cares. I mean, maybe people are starting to care, but damn, this is insane. Why didn't Hillary use this whole Russia thing and just hammer Trump over the head with it during the election when it came up? Why didn't they use this? Or did they?
Hammer him over the head
with this Russia shit.
Well,
some of it was out there, right?
You're a puppet.
Yeah, I know, but
she brought it up in the fucking debate.
Yeah.
And she said, do we really want to elect somebody that's a puppet? And he famously, brilliantly retorted, no, you're the puppet. You're the puppet. You're the puppet.
Oh, my God.
And that little whiny piss baby is now our fucking president.
Oof. Shitler.
You're the puppet.
Fuck me.
I'm not the puppet. You're the puppet.
Oh, God.
You may recall the name, somebody really well deserving of a shit pie to the face.
Ooh, I'm into that.
Andy Pudsder, just a...
the labor guy?
Carbuncle, parasitic zillionaire.
Yes.
Sucking the essence out of laborers.
Literally.
Exploiting their labor for his wealth and then shitting upon them.
And then he hires a bunch of robots.
I just saw something today where there's a new burger flipping robot.
Oh, my God.
That they've got that... They're going to be rolling out at some restaurants here in California. Not in his restaurants.
Why
I don't know what the restaurants were, but it's some.
People just have jobs.
I don't have a problem with automating shitty physical labor.
Yes.
As long as people get a chance to fucking relax. And as long as you don't.
Yeah.
Condemn people for not being out there. Breaking their backs 80 right. hours a week.
We need it. Do we need a minimum salary?
Yes.
For everybody, just for existing. Just for sucking out oxygen.
The more I read about this guaranteed minimum income, is the more I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It seems to work on a small scale. I mean, I don't know if you could roll it out as big a country as ours, but we'll say, you know, you'd have
then
to
see. Then
everybody
could just walk around buying each other shit.
Well, you would get rid of your Social Security, you would get rid of Medicaid, we still need health care,
yeah.
But you would get rid of all that shit, all the entitlements. Welfare would go away. Wouldn't need it if you're getting a basic income.
And am I wrong to think that if we had that, we could have like, hey, this one guy down the street, I buy all my sweaters from him. He makes sweaters.
Possibly, yeah. That's what happened in the... Remember they did it in that an experiment in that little town in Canada. And that's what happened.
Right,
they thought that the people are going to be lazy and not work. And people started becoming musicians and artists and artisans. Like, woodworkers and shit like that.
Do we have guaranteed marijuana? Do we have free weed? I don't know why we wouldn't.
Well, sure. I don't know about free.
What? Why don't you want it to be free?
Why should it be free?
Because why wouldn't you? I don't know. Why not?
So Andy Pudsder, from here in SoCal, fast food cunt, horrible, exploitive, disgusting human being who really hates people, hates the poor, hates working people.
Yes.
First in line, close to the first in line for me, for the e-guillotine line.
Oh, yeah.
When the e-guillotine, when the shit hits the fan.
Hmm.
But he went bye-bye for labor secretary because
fuck you.
I guess even he's so loathsome that even the fucking Trump administration and the Republicans.
Did he beat his wife?
In Congress wouldn't. That was in a... She went on. Isn't she the one that went on Oprah in disguise?
I don't know.
And claimed that she was being beaten. It was about this thing about rich guys and how they get away. They lawyer their ways out of.
He didn't automate that
beating
process.
The shit out of their wives. Rich white people don't go to jail for anything.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hardly. Except screwing other rich white people. Madoff. Ooh. That was Madoff's problem. He didn't.
Why did he fuck with the white people?
He didn't go to jail because he screwed poor people.
Yeah. He screwed rich people.
They don't go after people who screw poor people. They give you a bigger office if you screw the poor people at the firm.
They went after Kevin motherfucking Bacon, baby.
You screw poor people, you screw rich people, then time to throw you in jail.
You went after the star of Hollow Man.
So Andy Pudsder is whining and blaming the Democrats for the fail of his nomination.
God, that's insane.
Even though he admitted that he withdrew his own nomination after he was told there wouldn't be enough support among Senate Republicans. They said, the Republicans in the Senate are not going to vote for you.
Why doesn't he blame the Republicans? What Democrat's going to vote for you, you fucking dickhead? You don't want to raise the minimum wage. What the fuck?
You want to get rid of the minimum wage.
You want to get rid of it.
He's the guy that wanted to fucking... He's the one that wanted to that wants to get rid of breaks.
What
like, he doesn't... He's mad that he has to pay 15-minute breaks for the people that are sweating their asses off flipping burgers in his shitty restaurants.
You know what? If you guys want breaks, then fine. I'm going to replace you with robots.
That's what he said.
That's like horrible. That's
said robots
worst.
Don't ask for family leave. Robots don't need maternity leave. Robots don't have sick days.
Do robots have feelings? Do they cry? Do they have tears? Do they bleed? You fucking dickhead. Man,
I think the big problem here was the left and the Democrats really didn't want a successful businessman who started out as a working class kid.
Oh, fuck
that
you.
Really was their worst nightmare for the Department of Labor.
Shove that narrative up your wife beating ass, you fuckhead.
No, nobody. It's great where you came from. We care what your views are now, you cumstain.
Yeah.
And you shitbag, you are a hater of labor.
Right. You want robots. Those aren't people.
He's the chief executive of CKE Restaurants, the parent company of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
Oh, my God. It's like...
He told Fox Business Network... Oh, this shit's
name. He's giving us the shit!
Neil Cavuto.
Oh, God.
He told Neil Cavuto,
gross.
It's difficult to watch the other cabinet secretaries... Quote, it's kind of heartbreaking, but I'm fine. I'm going to continue to try to fight for workers' rights.
It's Carl's Jr.
And free enterprise.
And Hardee's.
I'm not giving up on this. What workers' rights are you fighting for?
God.
The right for them to work for a dollar an hour.
Yeah, and you're giving us diabetes.
The right for them to be able to work jobs where people can exploit them and make them work 80 hours a week and not give them overtime.
My God, fuck you.
Fire them without cause. That's
Jesus
that's
Christ.
True freedom, Ryan.
Oh, that's the way of Jesus. Did you know that? Did you know that? Fucking Jesus asshole. Loves all this shit. Jesus is like, hey, where's all the robots?
Meanwhile, this guy... his restaurants have had multiple labor law violations.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
And he opposes increasing the federal minimum wage.
Fuck you. I like robots.
But a couple of Republicans had problems once they find out about this.
Absolutely.
Beating the shit out of the wife thing is when they finally were like, well, maybe. The wife has since recanted, which happens a lot to these women of some of these rich guys. It's interesting how wasn't there another Bannon?
Yes.
Dildo O'Reilly. All of them in these divorce papers.
Bannon's thing
have
is fucked up.
Have said that they were physically abused, and then later, all of a sudden, they're like, "Oh, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it."
Bannon chased his wife around.
Those are some significant
the fucking house
accusations to then change your mind on. I think there's money or threats. Yeah.
While she was dialing 911.
Allegedly.
No, I think this is in a record somewhere. Oh,
yeah. Well, but I mean, if it's...
I don't know.
Police record?
Yeah, something like that. While she's calling 911, he takes the phone and smashes it.
Oh, that's her versus him. That's
well, the phone got smashed.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean...
Well, I mean, I'm on her side. Don't get me wrong. But, I'm just saying if there's
But you know,
evidence well,
what
of it.
What happened was
they can threaten them and or buy them off.
Right.
Ivanka.
Well, that's what he did.
Ivana.
Though.
Ivana said that Trump raped her.
He sent her out of town. Bannon sent his wife out of town for that trial. And then he walked. He took the phone while she was calling 911 and smashed it. This fucking guy is a goddamn monster.
So this Puzder thing, who knows why she recanted?
Something horrible. You know it is. I mean, they picked the worst fucking people.
And why would these guys not pursue it? How dare you accuse me of those false accusations? But once they just decide to stop accusing them, they're like, okay, they stop. They don't care. If you were truly innocent, you would fight tooth and nail to prove, to disprove that, or to have that.
Of course. A fucking course. Dude, how many people this shitty do you even know? Acquaintance. Do you have many acquaintances that are this shitty?
God, I hope not.
I mean, God. Trump's got him coming out of the fucking woodwork. He's surrounded by assholes.
It's a sewer of privilege.
Oh, it really is.
Fucking parasitic rich people.
It's insane. Bannon.
Puzder said...
Fucking Christ.
...that Mitch McConnell called him... and said that he didn't think there was enough votes for confirmation.
Oh, shit.
There was a total Democratic opposition, and the Republicans can't even lose two votes. And they did.
Sorry. God, could you imagine? You're too much of a shithead to get confirmed by these fucking Republicans.
Puzder said, I didn't want to tilt at windmills. Once you had three senators who wouldn't support you in the Republican Party, you're done.
Dang.
He said he'd looked forward to addressing the critics at his hearing. He was looking forward to fighting with Al Franken and fighting with Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, man. I
would have loved to have seen Elizabeth Warren questioning this fuck.
I want Al Franken to run for president, man. I love that guy. Dude, can't you see that?
The new replacement for Puzder.
Yes.
Our Alexander Acosta.
Hello.
A Hispanic gentleman.
Okay.
I believe that's the one and only.
Wow.
His confirmation hearing is, I believe,
has Trump
next Wednesday.
Has he filled all these appointments? Is everything in order?
No.
It's not working right? Or is it going smoothly?
Well, and Puzder is the guy who didn't want to turn in his papers.
Oh, right.
To the ethics committee. And the Republicans were like, well, we don't care. We're just going to vote for him anyway.
Yeah, fuck it.
It was delayed four times, his hearing.
Yes.
Because the senators were waiting for his financial disclosures and his ethics paperwork.
And they just wanted to say, oh, don't worry about it. He's fine. We got to fill this position.
He said he turned in the paperwork, but delays in processing it gave his opponents a chance to build a case against him.
Processing it?
Build a case against him. You mean by looking at the quotes you've done and looking at the organization that you run, the pile of labor violations? And you're going to run the labor department?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if you think what Trump said, hey, who's better at gaming the system than me? I know how to fix
it. That's true.
So, like, nobody's been shittier to labor than this guy, so.
He thinks, this Puzzler guy thinks he would have been confirmed if it would have gone earlier. I think I would have been fine if it was earlier.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. I think it would have been better for you if it would have been before people had the chance to
before they found out about the
wife-beating
thing, yeah.
You're right.
That's why we do that vetting. That's why they want that's why the ethics committee wants that paperwork. They want everything on you so that you don't embarrass the president, although I welcome all embarrassment for this fuck.
Oh, yes.
But you don't want to embarrass the president. By having him put up somebody who turns out to be corrupt as fuck.
Right.
Outwardly corrupt as fuck.
I mean, you should want to vet this guy.
Right.
Generally, I would imagine people that are good and aren't criminal or corrupt, they don't mind being vetted. They probably welcome it. I don't know. Nobody probably welcomes it. It's probably a horrible process.
Faithless Friday tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. We're already filling up the spreadsheet with our more secularism
right
leaning type stories.
Hello.
Got some Jim Breaker free tomorrow.
So
tune in tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 Eastern.
Right.
The former guest.
Yes.
Of the old Crab Nation show. Roger Stone is in the news.
God damn, that tattoo on that guy is
The Nixon tat, yeah.
Is bizarre. That is fucking bizarre.
Face of Nixon the size of like a dinner plate in the middle of his back.
Why the fuck would he do that?
He loves Nixon. Roger Stone.
Well, I mean, yeah. I like Jimmy Carter a lot. I think was a great president. Get a tramp stamp.
Roger Stone is has been around for a long, long time.
Yes.
Hatchet man, I've seen. Hitman, right. Trickster. These
He's
are terms.
A fashion.
He's quite
critic.
A fop, yeah.
He used to have that best dress.
I don't know if he does it anymore.
God, I love that. Why wouldn't you do that, Roger? That's a good thing.
So we had him on the show. He had written a book about the Kennedy assassination.
Yes.
We had him on. We talked to him for like 15, 20 minutes. He didn't seem batshit.
No.
At the time, but knowing now what we know,
I remember when
I feel tainted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember when we asked him at the end of it, you were like, you know, you also mentioned towards the end that you thought that Johnson might have had something to do with the assassination of Martin Luther King. And then he said, oh, yeah, I absolutely think he did. And I thought he was going to be kind of coy about it.
Right.
But he wasn't.
He also famously started a super PAC called Citizens United, Not Timid, against Hillary Clinton. And if you spill out those letters, Citizens United, Not Timid.
You know, I believe his theory about Kennedy, though. I mean, I kind of do. I mean, such a convincing.
Spoiler alert if you want to read the book, but he blames Jumbo, right?
He says Johnson orchestrated it.
Help of the CIA.
Yeah, yeah. And the FBI.
Well, there you go.
Fucking Frank Sinatra shows up in the fucking thing.
So Roger Stone.
Yes.
Is a. God. This is a story from Newsweek from back in November.
Yes.
Called A Revealing Lunch with Roger Stone.
Oh, shit.
Stone belongs to a breed of cat always found in and around both political parties. Some are well-known public figures who clean up their language for TV.
Hello.
Others steer clear of the limelight. So these are, you know, there are hatchet men and toadies.
Oh, yeah.
That you don't. Who knew Karl Rove until a little while in? Yet he was the mastermind behind getting.
Oh, that's right.
Behind getting GW elected. But
Karl Rove is so strange looking, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Odd looking dude.
It says that off camera,
yes,
their favorite word is rat fuck. What that means.
What?
And their default emotional status veers between satisfaction at revenge served cold and the delicious anticipation of plotting it.
No.
So he's a nefarious political hitman.
Damn.
They say he's honed his black arts for 40 years.
God.
A notorious dandy in bespoke suits and two-tone suede spectator shoes. He's 64 years old, proud of his hair plugs and bodybuilder physique.
Oh, my God.
And proud of his vast, expansive tie collection.
Oh, my
collects
God.
Collects ties.
What a douchebag. Sorry, Roger. I mean, geez.
I collect ties.
And the giant Nixon tat on his back.
That's fucking weird. That's fucking weird, man. I mean.
So he's been investigated.
Yes.
For these Russian connections.
Oh, shit.
He's been specifically named, even though they allegedly he parted ways as an official toady really early.
Oh, yeah, I remember
with
that.
With the campaign.
Because he said some crazy shit.
Yeah, they probably knew that they needed to get rid of him. But he still was on all the shows.
Oh, yeah, man.
Got banned from a couple. Remember, didn't he get kicked off
Alex
MSNBC?
Jones, man.
Oh, as always, those guys love each other, Alex Jones and him.
Oh, God.
And, but he, now they're saying there's two stories out today about him. The one of them is he's bitching and moaning because he's done gotten suspended from Twitter for a little while. And of course, the squeals from people like this always take the form of my First Amendment rights, my First Amendment rights, which don't exist on Twitter. He had tweeted at I'm trying to find who. Oh, it was a blogger from the Daily Kos.
Yes.
She tweeted initially. I just have the reply he has here. I don't know what her first tweet was, but
this Twitter, maybe it's not great for Roger Stone.
His Twitter, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Because like he came up as an operative, right? And in a different time. I mean, he's an older guy now. You know, everything was different back then. Now everybody's got these smartphones and shit.
She tweeted something about the Russian connections and about him,
right?
And he said to her, "You stupid bitch!
Oh my God!
Never denied perfectly legal back channel to Assange, who indeed had the goods on hashtag crooked Hillary."
Dang.
He deleted that tweet, by the way, because he was also admitting that he was in direct contact with Julian Assange.
Right.
Then he tweeted, "The buck stops here. Obama responsible for illegal surveillance of real Donald Trump must be charged, convicted, and jailed."
Dang.
At RVA Wonk is her name on the Twitter. She responded, "Do you know what libel is, Mr. Stone?"
And what did he say?
"Bring it. Would enjoy crush you in court and forcing you to eat shit, you stupid, ignorant, ugly bitch."
You know what? Twitter's not for him.
Point.
It's not for him. No one needs to. There doesn't need to be a record of anything this douchebag's saying, you know? What an idiot.
And then he also, what finally got him dumped for or put in Twitter gulag for 12 hours.
Yes.
Was, you know, Ana Navarro, she's the Republican journalist, pundit, something like that.
Right.
But she was vehemently anti-Trump.
Right.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
But has been and still remains vehemently anti-Trump. And he tweeted, somebody said something about Ana Navarro, and he responded, Roger Stone responded, "Really? Ana Navarro is fat, stupid, and fucking Al Cardenas."
Oh, my God.
Who's another member of the... Al Cardenas is another Trump...
Is he in the Senate or something?
He's a Trump. He was another Trump supporter.
Al Cardena.
So then,
Roger Stone's a fucking dickhead, man.
He on his radio show Twitter account, he's got a radio show and a podcast also.
Jeez,
he switched to his other account and put a screen cap of his Roger Stone account being locked. And he's squealing about it being First Amendment.
I want to go listen to his podcast. I wonder if it's good. I mean, for the wrong reasons. I wonder if it's good.
And then some other right-wing piss babies.
Oh, yes.
Censorship Brigade shuts down Roger Stone's account. In blatant move to stymie his free speech.
But it's Twitter. I mean,
you don't have free speech on Twitter, you assholes.
Or it's like Facebook. It's a platform. It's somebody owns that.
Correct. I can't call Breitbart and say, play our show.
Yeah, exactly.
You do have to play our show. It's First Amendment, you assholes. How dare you censor us? Stupid fucking morons.
Dumb.
Stone's Twitter account, it says here, is a cesspool of crude, sexist, and racist commentary. He's previously tweeted, among other things, that commentator Roland Martin is, quote, a stupid Negro and a fat Negro.
Christ.
New York Times columnist Gail Collins is an elitist cunt.
Jeez.
MSNBC host Rachel Maddow is, quote, Rachel the Muff Diver.
God, Roger, I mean.
Megyn Kelly has,
Rachel the Muff Diver.
Has, quote, a nice set of cans.
He's from the 50s.
And for some reason, he doesn't like Alan West. Cans. I think they'd be right into each other. But he says Fox's Alan West is, quote, an arrogant know-it-all Negro.
Oh, jeez.
He mocked Krauthammer for being paralyzed.
All right.
And tweeted, die, bitch, at former New York Times executive editor Jill Abramson.
Okay.
He's attacked other media and political figures as, quote, disgusting lesbian dwarf, quote, horse-faced liberal bitch, Mandingo, house Negro.
Oh, shit, man. Jeez.
He asked if Ben Carson is an Uncle Tom.
Okay.
Referred to himself as, quote, a nigga with a Nixon tattoo. I'm just a nigga with a Nixon tattoo, he tweeted.
Oh, what an asshole.
He called Debbie Wasserman Schultz a Jap.
Oh, okay.
For Jewish American princess. Yeah. And he called her, this is kind of funny.
Right.
She's every man's first wife. What does that mean? That's very misogynist. Shit.
You're a dick, Roger.
And proclaimed that if he was married to screechy and shrill Carly Fiorina, he would kill himself.
Okay. Good to know.
I might agree with him on that.
Oh, right.
I might, if I had to listen to her.
Damn it. Who do you feel sorry for, though? I mean, either, I guess. Jesus.
She'd be out there talking about the baby Chop Shop videos.
I don't want to think about him and Carly Fiorino getting it on. Sorry. The weird tattoo.
Bumping uglies?
Oh, yes.
I was getting mad. Him and Alex Jones are busy getting it on.
See, like, he doesn't need...
Maybe Alex blows a load in Nixon's eye.
It's like one thing if your Twitter is like,
I can make out with Nixon while I'm fucking in the ass.
Right. If it was remotely clever, it would be like, well, that's still racist and that's still fucked up.
What?
Roger Stone's Twitter, but it's like, it's not even clever. It's just, he's just racist.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And nasty.
How does he think he's going to be relevant just saying shit like that?
He is. Relevant. We're talking about him on the show.
Damn.
But the other news.
Yes.
He's not having a great day because not only did he get put in Twitter gulag, they're cracking down though over on Twitter. Ridiculously, I think. There's a lot of people complaining that they've got some, it seems like there's some automatic bot or algorithm or something that is now summarily suspending people.
What?
Putting them in the Twitter corner.
Oh, shit.
Especially if you tweet famous people and shit like that.
You tweet at the person?
But I really wonder if somebody has to complain. I still think somebody has to complain. I can't imagine that it's just an algorithm that's just... Because how would it know?
Well, I mean...
How would it know the difference between fuck you, Trump, and what the fuck are you doing, Trump? Because one wouldn't be considered necessarily offensive.
But...
Do you know what I mean?
But, I mean, you know, if it uses the algorithm, you know, it's Twitter, so they can do whatever they want. Maybe they just think, well, they err on the side of caution, which I think is shitty.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have the algorithm. Boring. Fuck your algorithm.
That might be what happened.
God damn it.
That might be what happened here with him, because it's one of those 12-hour, one of those weird 12-hour locked in a closet.
Okay.
And then you get your Twitter back.
God, I hate
I wonder if
tweet.
They increase.
What? What did you say?
I wonder if they increase the penalty.
Oh, yes.
Like if you just get, like if he does it again, is he,
right.
Does he get another 12 hours or does it increase?
You shall not be allowed to twat.
Three strikes, you're out.
Oh, yeah. You've been untwatted forever.
So the other bad news that came out about,
yes.
I mean, from his perspective, is that he, they've now confirmed.
Yes.
Through FBI records.
Okay.
That it says the FBI has records of Trump trickster Roger Stone communicating with Russians behind the DNC hacks.
Oh.
Not Russian toadies, but they allegedly have conversations or known contact between him and that Gucci fur 2.0, that hacker dude who proudly proclaimed that he was the one that hacked the DNC.
So Roger Stone facilitated that or something?
Stone is under FBI investigation for these alleged ties to Russia. They're saying he communicated through private Twitter message with the, calls himself a hacktivist, known as Guccifer 2.0.
Right.
During the presidential campaign, the Smoking Gun website has gotten a hold, I believe, of these FBI records. In the months before the election, Roger Stone was in touch with the Russian hacking group that they have accused of illegally breaching the Democratic National Committee system.
Shit. In touch. You know that fucking asshole just went over to these guys like, hey, could you fuck with them or do this? So clunky.
Guccifer says he was the lone hacktivist.
Yes.
That was fighting the Illuminati.
Guccifer was acting alone.
A U.S. intelligence assessment has concluded with high confidence that the GRU, which is Russia's military intelligence service.
Yes.
Was operating the Guccifer persona. So they don't even know that it's a real dude. Communicating through Twitter and a WordPress blog.
Yes.
And a bunch of burner email accounts.
So Guccifer could have been just the Russians.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Asked if he had exchanged private Twitter messages with Guccifer, Roger Stone texted, "Don't recall."
Don't recall? How that you would know? You would remember?
In reply to a question about whether anyone else had access to his Twitter account, Stone, who in the past called Guccifer a hero, said, quote, "Numerous people who work for me have access to my Twitter feed."
Oh, shit.
Leaving that little bit of...
Oh, shit.
...of doubt open. Little bit of deniability.
You're telling me you don't remember if you texted, like, some master hacker named Guccifer?
Well, because if
the FBI... The guy's name's Guccifer.
If the FBI has those, he can now say, "I didn't do that. It must have been my intern."
Oh, yes. Your intern. God damn it. Does he have a fucking intern? Does Roger Stone?
He has numerous people that work for him.
God, he has a staff. That's insane.
That might be a lie.
Yeah, yeah. Numerous people. What an idiot.
The 64-year-old Stone, who revels in his reputation as a dirty trickster, it says here at the Smoking Gun.
He's a maverick.
said he's unsure if the Guccifer account on Twitter is really him.
Yes.
With the exception of Guccifer 2.0 replying to one Stone tweet and directing a second tweet at the Republican operative, their Twitter accounts reflect no back-and-forth communication. Stone mocked assertions that Democrats were targeted by Putin's government.
Okay.
Saying that Clinton and her supporters couldn't admit to being hacked by one person because that didn't look sinister enough. So he's trying to jujitsu it, saying the Republicans are just mad because they think one guy got into their silly system. The Guccifer account was used by hackers to publicize material stolen in the DNC, DCCC, and the Gmail attacks.
Okay.
This is the account that also hyped the publication of the Podesta emails, which had...
God damn it!
The Pizzagate!
Oh my fucking God! Am I understanding this correctly that Roger Stone could be behind Pizzagate?
Well, he was in touch with the people that got the... I don't think he has anything to do with Pizzagate. I'm sure he's way into it.
Oh, yeah. Do you think he believes it? No.
Probably not, but I'm sure he proclaims that he does from the highest tower.
Is he a Sandy Hook truther?
I don't know if he's ever
done that. God, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
But so now they're saying WikiLeaks... By the way, was asked about that tweet that he deleted.
Yes.
About his legal back channels to Assange, going into Assange's back door.
Right, right. Ooh.
He asked, when asked about the claim that he had back channel communications with WikiLeaks, a spokesperson for Assange issued a flat denial.
Oh, shit.
WikiLeaks has had no contact with Roger Stone, they say.
Maybe they're lying.
And Stone, you recall,
right
before these some of these emails dropped,
yes,
he took some flack because he said it'll soon be Podesta's time in the barrel.
Oh,
like
shit.
He knew shit was coming out. And remember Rudy Giuliani? You're gonna see something. You're gonna see something big.
Oh
this
my
weekend.
God!
You're gonna see something big this weekend. Right. I think it's gonna be massive. I think it's gonna be big.
Did you see a story about Giuliani's son? Somewhere he got an appointment somewhere where there's a picture of him. Giuliani's son. He looks like a big, weird Frankenstein version of Giuliani.
Oh, really?
It's like Giuliani with a big fucking forehead.
You're saying an unattractive Giuliani?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Look at him. I mean, you're like, woof. God damn.
So we'll keep our eyes on Roger Stone.
Oh, shit.
We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Back tomorrow, Faithless Friday. We whip our atheism on a little bit y'all. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
Support us.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy, or to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. T-T-F-N. Back tomorrow.
FN.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.